WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
It is 6:01. It is Wednesday, February 7th, 2024. Sunny at 55 this afternoon. Right now, 25 in the NRV, 24 in Lynchburg, and 25 in Roanoke. And Miss Monica, how are you today?
I'm feeling good. It's hump day. Oh my goodness.
It
the
is.
Week,
Look
the
at
week
you.
Is flying by.
Well, go ahead and do your hump day thing.
It's, guess what? Mike. Guess what day it is? Hump day!
Good job.
I'm suffering from login laziness.
Login laziness, okay?
All right, that's what I'm calling it, if it makes sense. Because, all right, the Grammys, did you watch?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
All right, so you can watch it on Hulu, right?
I guess,
then okay. You can log in on Hulu to watch. Or a YouTube or something. I tried to say, okay, I told myself, I want to watch the Grammys. But I go to Hulu, and I don't know my login. And I was like, do I want to put it in my email? Do I want to just play around with what the password may be? I was like, nah, I'll come back to it. Then the next day, like, I'm going to watch it today.
Uh-huh.
No, what's that login? Oh, gosh, I'll come back to it. It's like login lazy. I don't want to reset it.
So
I don't want to try to mess with it.
I have a question for you. So I take it, like, for Hulu, you don't watch it very often? Because once you log in to something, it's there all the
time.
I haven't watched it in 2 years. I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you've been paying for it. Or someone. Someone has been paying for it for 24 months.
It's part of the bundle.
That you ain't watched
No. No, and there's good things on there, I hear.
Yeah, no. I do hate when we're reminded, okay, you need to re-log in for security issues. And like, okay, I don't remember what my password is.
Uh-huh.
So I do hate when it does that. What's on your mind, Antoine?
I might need bail money if I have a repeat of yesterday.
What?
Because I thought I saw Monica. I thought I saw your vehicle driving down the street, and I hadn't seen you in a couple of days. And so I'm driving. I pull up behind the car that I believe is Monica.
Uh-oh.
I even lay on my horn because I believe that it's Monica. I haven't got beside the car, but I'm behind the car. And I'm like, I feel confident it's Monica. So I lay on the horn for a second. And then we come to a stoplight. So then I pull over to the side to see who it is. It's this old white lady that's not Monica Brooks.
Oh, you
And I'm looking over, like, I'm ready to start waving and pointing. And I go like, oh, wait, never mind, that's not you.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so I almost got arrested yesterday for road rage because that person obviously thought I was angry with them.
She probably was so scared. She's like, come on, light turn.
And I'd like to point out that if someone would create my invention, this wouldn't happen. Chris, I've always said that we should invent car horns that signify different things based on their sounds.
Okay.
So I need a car horn that goes... to say, hey, I think I know you.
You know, Tesla, they have special horns. So you can program it so it can be a happy horn or like
Tesla's also can't drive in the winter. So they have a horn to say we're stuck.
Oh, no.
Chris, what's on your mind this morning?
All right, so something I realized I do yesterday, I was snacking on some chips. And it's typically like when I'm just kind of chilling, eating some chips. Do you guys suck on the chip before you bite into it? Like, I'll suck on the seasoning on it. I'll kind of suck on the chip a few times before I chew it up.
Oh.
No, I like to play with my chips. I just go right at it.
I like that crunch. I want a solid crunch with mine.
That's true, because you're sucking on it now. It's going to be soggy.
Yeah, people used to do that with the Bugles. Put it on their fingers and suck off the cheese dust.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I realize that I do that. I'll suck on the chip, take the flavor off, and then chew it up and complain. These chips have no flavor.
Don't you be teasing your chips over there. You just go at it.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Yeah, got a surprise for you guys. We, the K92 Morning Thing, we are going to get a Super Bowl commercial this year, this Sunday, when the San Francisco 49ers take on the Kansas City Chiefs in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to borrow a few dollars.
A few dollars. What are you talking about?
I was looking up how much a 30-second Super Bowl ad cost.
Oh.
It's not cheap. Back in 1967, a 30-second ad was $42,000.
All right.
Back in 1967.
Oh, my gosh. I can just imagine what it is now.
In 2024.
I bet it's like $2 million.
You say $2 million. Chris, what do you say, Monica?
It's probably, I think think it's probably 1.2.
1.2 million.
Yeah.
Okay, well, both of you guys would be too low. A 30-second ad in 2024, $7 million.
I mean, that's a great price.
For 30 seconds, $7 million. The first time it cost $1.2 million, like you said, Monica, was 1995. That was when it was all 1.2 million.
So let's see, 2 seconds. What can I do for two? Like, you know, can I bargain with 2 seconds?
30,
two seconds?
30 seconds is the lowest.
That's the lowest?
Come yes. on. But yeah, so it's just steadily increased. It's the same, roughly the same price that it was last year. Last year, it was also $7 million. So at least, you know, it flatlined. Right there.
All right. Well, I have in my wallet, I have $27. How many seconds can we get for 27?
I can cash app you.
So, if we collected and pulled together $100, what would we get, like a tenth of a second?
I'll call the Roanoke Times and we will get a commercial. I'll call it yearbook. Cave Spring High School, we can get an ad in their yearbook.
Oh, okay.
For,
all right.
For $48 right. That we all have collectively.
Here's what's coming up.
Yeah.
In the morning. On the K92 Morning Thing.
I got to tell y'all about how I was just a hot mess yesterday. I threw a little hissy fit.
Oh.
You know, every once in a while we throw hissy fits.
Yep.
Yeah, so I threw a little hissy fit yesterday. And okay, understand, I had my hair appointment and I was excited for the hair appointment. At the same time, I'm like, I know what that means.
Right.
It means that I have to take a chunk of time and dedicate it to that hair appointment.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And I know that that chunk of time is going to be roughly around 2 to 3 hours.
I was going
to
ask you, how long are you typically there? But yeah, that's a long time.
It's a long time. And I've been there longer. And I was like, oh my gosh. It just takes that time to wash and comb through and style my hair. I love my hair. But driving to that hair appointment, I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to walk in there and tell her just shave it all off.
Okay.
And I did. That was very dramatic. And it was very
Monica of you.
And that's exactly what I did, though. I walked in and I said, you know what? I said, good morning to you. I'm thinking that we just shave all my hair off.
So you wanted to walk out with a bob.
Yes.
No, she wanted to walk out with an Antoine.
Well, yes.
That's what she wanted to walk out with.
And she said, and my stylist said, no, Monica, no, we're not doing that. You have so much hair. We're not shaving your hair. I'm like, are you sure? Because I was on the way here. I thought to myself, it is now time. Just shave it all off.
I think your stylist should be fired. I think you should fire your stylist.
She didn't give you what you wanted.
Exactly.
Do not
you
say that.
You walked in
She's
there with
awesome.
The request, and you said, this is what I want, and she said, no. How dare she?
Monica could have been walking in here looking like Jada Pinkett Smith today and said she looks like Monica Brooks.
I could have, and I did think on the way home from the stylist, I'm like, wow. I said, she really did shut it down, and she put everything in check. Like, she's like, girl, no. You know?
What prompted this hissy fit, this temper tantrum?
The fact that I was thinking about how long it's going to take. And then I was like, oh, my gosh. Because I started wiggling in my seat like a child. I'm like, you know what? Just cut it off then. I won't have to do it. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have to be there as well.
No.
You definitely wouldn't
I have the Antoine to just walk in.
Listen, I got all the hints. I'll tell you how you can shave, how often you need to shave.
Man.
I give you the clippers and everything. Yeah, when I used to go to the barbershop, I did become slightly annoyed about how long I had to sit in that chair.
Oh.
Because as a guy, I was sitting in there for 45 minutes to an hour, which is a very long time.
It is a long time for a cut.
For you just to be cutting my hair. You ain't got to style it enough.
Yeah.
You just got to edge it up and cut it down.
That's
the
it.
Fact that I'm in there for an hour is a little bit of stress. And
uh-huh.
I think that's kind of what leaned me to, you know, just shave my own head. I could do this in like 25, 30 minutes every day.
Oh, look at you. See, I look at you trying to get me to go ahead and do that.
How long are your barber visits, Chris?
They're typically 45 minutes. And I know I don't have a lot of hair, but the thing is she uses the super shaver on me, the thing that makes your head like feel really smooth.
Like
okay,
a little baby
yeah.
spider.
So that takes longer. Then she has to do my fade and get that fade just right.
Okay.
So it kind of blends it with my bald
All right,
skin.
Travis Kelce.
But yeah, no, I do like the bald fade on the sides, though.
Uh-huh. It looks
so,
good.
Yeah, typically 45 minutes. That's what takes the longest. And then I usually have her wash it, too. We're going to add a little bit of time onto that. But actually, if I'm being honest, the wash and massage is my favorite part of the
yes,
hair
it feels good.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris with our question of the day. If you get the answer correctly, you'll win a 4-pack of tickets to Superhero Night with the Rail Yard Dogs game on Saturday night.
All right, let's say good morning to Brandy. What's up, Brandy?
Hey, good morning. On my way to work.
All right, where do you work at, Brandy, if you don't mind sharing?
I don't want to share.
Oh, that's fine.
She goes, because I'm running late. I was supposed to be there at 6:30. I am 15 minutes late. I had to get to Starbucks.
She works for the government.
Yeah. All right. Well, Brandy, here is the question of the day. 94% of employees are in favor of people being able to bring what to work with them every day. What do you think the answer is?
I'm going to go with their pet.
You're going to go with their pet? Yep.
Yeah.
You would be correct. And I'll tell you this. I worked for a company in Blacksburg called Rackspace that allowed the employees to do that. And mm-hmm. it was not a cluster as I thought it might be.
No.
No, there were just puppies running around and my snake was there. It was a great time.
Oh, okay. Wait, you did not bring your snake to work, did you?
I 100%
that's
had.
That's his pet.
I had DiBiase in my office. Brandy, how do you feel about pets to work?
I said go for it.
Yeah, I think majority of people are okay with it. We have pets here sometimes at the station.
Dave Page will occasionally bring in his dog randomly. Yeah,
I do feel like having pets at work is kind of like a calming effect.
Yeah.
It kind of lightens people's moods mm-hmm. and takes the stress away, especially if you do like Puppy Fridays where you bring in like a bunch of puppies just to run around and play with.
Oh, nope. You lost me on that one. I need dogs that are 100% trained. I need cats that are...
You know what? The puppies are so cute. And that little puppy breath on you.
I am all for with that.
All right, Brandy, where you're going to the Rail Yard Dogs on Saturday night for Superhero Night. K92.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Let's do a little Wednesday Would You Rather for Chris and Monica, but also feel free to be a part of the show and text in your answer to my Would You Rather questions to 52353. Make sure you give name and town so we can shout out who you are and what answer you gave. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
It's only two Would You Rather questions.
Okay.
Pretty easy. Pretty chill.
Mm-hmm.
First one's very straightforward. Would you rather be a main character on a terrible TV hit show, or a TV show, doesn't have to be a hit show.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather be the main character on a terrible TV show or an extra in a giant blockbuster movie?
Ooh.
Main character on a bad show or an extra, so you're just in the background, of a giant blockbuster, like Avengers kind of movie?
I'll answer that question first.
Okay.
Okay. I think I'd rather be an extra
okay.
in a movie mm-hmm. because I wouldn't want to be known to be a lead actor on a really bad TV show.
Right.
That's
fair. Because chances are that show's not going to last very long. And if I'm an extra in a blockbuster movie, more people are going to see that movie and better chances there'll be for people to see me and me mm-hmm. share the scene I'm in on my social media. Hey, look for me in this movie.
And that's exactly it. That's what I was thinking because, like, I mean, leave the bad show to Adam Sandler. You know, leave that to him.
Adam Sandler doesn't even do TV. You're just being
I know,
rude.
I'm just leaving. Yeah, yeah.
I would do the TV show because if I'm the main character, that means you saw my acting chops. Like, I'm a good actor. The script is just horrible. So maybe I'll get another chance at another show.
You think so? Well, I'm going to tell you, I was in a terrible movie and no one has purchased my movie. Hashtag Follow Friday.
You also weren't the main character in it.
I wasn't, but I found a dead body. And I felt like I had some, you know.
Marshall! Here.
Well, what was the name of the movie you were in?
Hashtag Follow Friday.
Hashtag Follow Friday.
I think it's on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. Maybe. It's on some streaming
service. It's like $2.
Yeah.
You can buy it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I need to know more and where I can see you in the movie.
That's all you need to know. That's the entire thing. Right there. And then the other would you rather question, I want you to really think about this. Would you rather be stuck on a deserted island with the person you hate the most for 6 months or stuck in a padded room with the person you love the most for a year? So deserted island, 6 months with the person you hate the most, or padded room for a year with the person you love the most.
All right, well, okay, well, the padded room,
this
that's comfy,
easy one.
Right?
I mean, room
with the person you love.
For a year.
For a year. I mean, because 6 months with
guys.
A person that you despise. I mean, and they
on
have to, everyone on a deserted island, everyone has to come out alive, right?
Yes, you
can. Is that the rule?
Yes, you can't kill anyone, Monica.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah,
jeez.
Okay. Well, then I guess the padded room.
You're right? Going padded room? What about you, Chris?
I'm going deserted island with the person I hate the most.
Why's that?
Because I have a feeling if I was to stay in a padded room with my best friend, we may not be best friends after a year. However, on the deserted island, maybe there's a chance to make some closure with the person I dislike the most. Maybe there's a misunderstanding
that
neither one of us knew about and something we've never talked about. Plus, if I feel like things are just going to continue to go downhill, I have that entire island to stay away.
Listen, if you put me in a padded room with the person I love the most for a year, after a year, they will be the person I hate the most. There's just no chance of us getting along. So give me the deserted island 10 times out of 10.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
So a Roanoke mother by the name of Kimberly, she lost thousands of dollars after she fell victim to a housing scam. So she's speaking out. She wants people to be aware. She said that she was looking for the perfect home for herself, for her kids. And she even put money down to hold the home. Uh-huh. She $4,700 through Zelle to secure the rental. She went through the process. Shows up to the house to meet the seller and the renter. And someone else, a family lives there already.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's out of thousands of dollars. And, of course, doesn't have a place to stay. Just because of the scammer, you know? So just, you know, bring awareness. Be sure to investigate. Ask all the questions.
So basically someone made her or tricked her into renting a house that was already owned by someone else.
Yes. Yeah. And I had a friend in California. Had same thing happen.
Really?
Yeah. They put money down and...
We going to see that property. Before you get a dollar from me, I need to see the property. I need to see the bathroom. I need to see everything.
Well, you know, people are busy, so she did like the online tour, you know?
We ain't online. The only time I online tour is when new neighbors move in and I want to know what the inside of their house look like. You got a nice little canopy right there.
Oh, man. But yeah, just be careful out there. Okay, I'm excited for this news, though. Usher, he is going on tour.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so he revealed that he's going to kick off his tour in D.C. in August. And that I'm already looking at, like, the dates. He's going to be in Charlotte in October. I'm looking at that. But yeah, he's going to be at the halftime show. He's going on tour. He's doing it big. Go ahead, Usher.
Yeah, and I think it's called The Past, Present, and Future.
Yeah.
The tour. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he had to. Like, he had to capitalize on this. So he's doing a halftime show. He's performing at halftime. He has a brand new album coming out.
Uh-huh.
And then he has this tour.
Now, do you think... would you bet money that he's going to bring Ludacris and Lil Jon out during his halftime performance when he does Yeah? Because you know he's going to do that
if
song.
If he does that song, I feel like yes. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm trying to think of all the cameos. Come back to me on Friday.
What's your favorite Usher song? I'm just curious.
It's Confessions Part 2.
Okay.
It's easily. Confessions. Right. I love that song so much.
Okay. I love a lot of his songs. So I don't know if I have a favorite. Yeah is not one of my favorites because I feel like I've been hearing that song ever since it was released. Mm-hmm. I could go without hearing it for a while. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well played.
All right. So Taylor Swift, she's threatening to sue a student for tracking her private jet. So I think it's the same kid that was tracking Elon Musk.
What, did he not learn his lesson the first time?
He said, now I'm going to switch it over to Taylor. So he's tracking her jet. And she said that, you know, of course, that's stalking and harassing behavior. But is he really breaking any law? What's he doing with that?
I think you could argue that he's putting her in a position of being unsafe. Mm-hmm. By letting people know her whereabouts, he can be contributing to harassment that she may be receiving.
Yeah, because the student, he's saying that he's not doing anything wrong because the information he gathers is public.
Yeah.
Including her tour schedule.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to know, like, what is the app you download to track private jets?
Yeah.
I mean, does her private jet have an air tag on it or something?
Sounds like that student has an intern by the name of Chris over here.
And they said for what it's worth, they said Taylor recently downsized to just one private jet.
The environment. She's very environmental friendly.
Yeah. That right?
Here's what's coming up.
Yeah.
On the K92 Morning Thing.
All right, coming up next on the show, I'm curious to know how often you check something. I realized that yesterday as it was the only time I've checked this particular thing for the past week. I want to know how often you check something. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. So there's something I do maybe once a week, and it's something I do not look forward to.
Okay.
I want to know how often you check your mail, because I went to my mailbox yesterday and opened my mailbox as usual. It's mostly junk. Mm-hmm. I might get 2 legit pieces of mail a month.
Oh.
So I probably check my mail maybe once a week. Sometimes I go a little bit more, only because I know it's going to be junk and it's going to go right into the trash.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, well, I check daily.
Yes, Monica does, especially her mail here at the office.
I do.
Every day.
Yeah, yeah, I check.
So when you check your mail, what are you expecting?
Of course, usually there's a bill or something, you know, or Val Pack, you know, like the little pack where they give you like the coupons and stuff like that. So you toss it out.
Yeah.
And then like a Domino's pizza, you know, coupon.
So basically you're just there for the coupons.
I don't really use them, but I just check just in case there's something important arriving. Because like the kids, sometimes the school sends different things.
See, when I'm looking in the mail, I'm looking for an unexpected surprise.
Like what?
Well, like it's a random, like, you know, graduation card or a save the date card or maybe a gift, like a gift card or something like that.
And that makes sense to you.
I am, the only reason I'm going, if I know that I'm just going to have bills in there or coupons, to Monica's point, I am never checking my mailbox. The only reason I'm going to the mailbox is so something in there can make me feel good about myself.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
that's,
I mean,
my fingers crossed. And so there have been times that listeners have sent Monica and I things,
yes,
to the K92,
yes,
uh-huh, and we are so very appreciative of it. I just don't know it's there until a month after it's gotten here.
Okay, I try to catch it. Because usually if it's in your mailbox, I'm like, oh, Antoine has mail. I check other folks' mail, I guess, here at the office too. So
every package I've received here for the past 2 years, Monica has brought it to me because it's been in the mailbox.
I like to check the mail. And I guess that goes back to my childhood. Like, I look forward to getting those free CDs. Like, you get 12 CDs for 1 cent.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah. So I check the mail
for
that.
You still Columbia House money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was that and, like, catalogs. I got excited to receive mail. So I guess that just carries on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I one of the main reasons why I check my mail at least once a week is just because I don't want my mailman to get mad at me thinking,
yep,
is this guy ever going to check his mail?
That's true.
Because he's trying to put more spam garbage in there, and he's run out of room because it's full of spam garbage that I haven't taken out.
I wonder, as a mail carrier, are you supposed to report it if it's the mail is too, if the box is too full? Like, do you suspect someone's died?
I think at a certain point, you have to leave a note. You leave a note in the mailbox saying it's too full, I can't put anything else in here and go to the post office.
Okay, because I would probably report him, like, oh my gosh, I think someone's dead in there.
And now, Chris, now you know what to do. When you get your spam, you get all those coupons that you're not going to use, take them over to Monica's house. You get them out your mailbox, and now she's having a party.
That's what I'm going to start bringing my mail into work every day.
Thought the first date went great, but now you're being left on red? Time to find out why you're being ghosted. This is Blown Off with Monica, Antoine, and Chris on K92.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm okay. Mostly, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so you met Deanna on Bumble. You guys chatted for a bit and then decided to meet for a game of putt-putt. So take it from there.
We wanted to do something kind of casual, laid back, and I suggested putt-putt golf, you know, kind of carefree and fun. Hadn't done it in a while, and neither did she. So, you know, we thought that would be fun. And so we met up, played around, and, you know, I thought we had a great time. She seemed to enjoy herself, and, you know, she actually won. So, you know, afterwards, I asked her if she'd, you know, like to hang out again, and she said, sure, just text me. Basically, I've been texting, and I even called her once, left a message, and nada, didn't get a response.
Okay, so was there anything that happened during the game or after that might be a clue as to why she's ignoring you?
No, not. I mean, I can't think of anything. I said we had a great time, or so I thought. And, you know, she said she wanted to hang out again. So unless she has like a boyfriend or maybe she's interested in someone else, I just don't get it.
Yeah, and from your perspective, like, that makes sense, Joel. So we've had Deanna on hold. So she's heard everything that you've shared with us, and she's agreed to come on and tell her side of the story. So Joel, you just chill out for a second. Deanna, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Girl, you heard what Joel had to say. Was that accurate?
Sort of. We did meet on Bumble, and we agreed to meet for the first time and play a game of putt-putt. That's true. But he's leaving out, like, half of the story.
Of course.
And he's also making it sound like it was a great date, and it certainly wasn't.
Whoa, Deanna, so you lied to me. When you said you wanted to hang out again, it was a lie. Is that the kind of person you are? A liar? You're a liar.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Before you answer that, Deanna, we need to take a quick break, but we'll come back and find out why you have blown off Joel.
Okay, but I'm not a liar, and the date with Joel was probably one of the worst dates I've ever been on. Just kind of want to put that out there.
Okay, hold on. We have more coming up.
I can't believe it.
Thought the first date went great, but now you're being left on red? Time to find out why you're being ghosted. This is Blown Off with Monica, Antoine, and Chris on K92.
Okay, if you missed it a few minutes ago, we talked to Joel, who went out with Deanna on a first date to play mini golf at the Putt-Putt Fun Center. Joel said the date was great, but Deanna had a completely different experience and hasn't talked to Joel since, and he wants to know the reason why. So, Deanna, are you ready to tell Joel why you've blown him off?
Absolutely.
All right, Joel, now is your time. You're on with Deanna. We're going to sit back and let the two of you talk. Just no screaming and no cursing.
All right, Jenna, you told me you had a great time. I'm confused now. And you wanted to hang out again, but obviously that was a total lie. So why are you doing this to me?
Joel, first of all, I didn't tell you I had a great time. You just assumed that. Second, you suck at putt-putt, and you are a sore loser. You actually tried cheating by accidentally knocking my ball out of the way, and I saw what you did.
Oh, no.
I didn't cheat. You won the game.
I know I won, but the way you acted was like a 5-year-old throwing a temper tantrum. You were slamming the club every time you missed the shot, and it was embarrassing.
Oh, Joel.
I'm a competitive player, so what? You're making it sound like I was acting all crazy over a game of mini golf. Am I not allowed to react if I don't make a shot? Get over yourself.
Get over myself? You were acting crazy. At the end of the game, after I beat you, you threw the club and almost hit someone. I didn't know we were playing a PGA tour of mini golf.
Joel, did you really throw the golf club, though?
It was a joke. It was a joke. I wasn't upset. She beat me. I let her win, okay?
Oh, you were pouting, Joel, and you didn't let me win.
All right, Joel, I think you have your answer from Deanna on why she ghosted you.
Well, yep, that's fine. She's not a nice person anyway, and so, no big loss there.
Oh, poor little Joe got beat by a girl. So sad.
Deanna, you are just so mean.
I can't. A crybaby.
This was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. Blown Off is meant for pure entertainment. Any resemblance to your own dating disasters is purely coincidental. Or maybe not.
That's the latest from Sabrina Carpenter Feather. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It's time to play K92's Wordplay for your shot to win a free treatment from Saltfoot Sanctuary at the Hotel Roanoke. And everyone who wins the treatment this week goes into a drawing for a free 3-month membership just in time for Valentine's Day. And we'll announce that winner on Friday.
All right, let's say good morning to Lori. Hey, Lori. Oh, hold on. That's my bad. Hey, Lori.
Hey.
All right. So we have you. You're going to play K92's Wordplay, your first decision, which might be the toughest decision. Who do you want to play with, Chris or Monica?
Chris.
You want to play with Chris? All right.
Okay, well, she didn't sound too confident.
I think she's thinking about the game right now with Chris.
Yeah, look, we got this. We got this.
Chris to get on and get out of here.
Yeah, into that soundproof chamber. Okay.
All right, Lori, you just have to be confident in yourself. Don't overthink it, because what you're going to do, you're going to predict the words that is going to come out of Chris's mouth when he comes back. I'm going to give him a random word, and he's going to say the first thing that pops in his head. So you just have to do it first. Are you ready?
Sure.
I love your energy. It's so infectious. All right.
I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid, girl.
You got it. Look.
We don't bite. Yeah. I mean, Monica might. I don't know. All right. Your first word is college. C-O-L-L-E-G-E. What's Chris going to think of when I say college?
Dropout.
College dropout.
That's okay, that's Kanye West album, wasn't it?
Yes. Okay. Also, what a lot of teenagers are doing.
Yes, I know.
Your next word is garage. You're like, where you park your car? Garage.
Door.
Garage door. Okay. You are off to a great start, in my opinion, Lori. Your third word, baseball, the sport. Baseball.
Glove.
Yes.
Baseball glove. Baseball bat, baseball field, all good choices. Your next word, a little more difficult. Weight. W-E-I-G-H-T. Weight.
Limit.
Weight limit.
All right.
I love all your answers. And the last one is always a celebrity or a fictional character. It could be the first or the last name. Who is Chris going to think of when I say Anthony?
The only one I can think of is Hopkins.
All right. Well, then we're going with Anthony Hopkins. Silence of the Lambs. Hannibal Lecter.
I mean, unless it's like a neighbor, Anthony. Like, got his last name.
There's some other ones. I would have thought of Carmelo Anthony, the basketball player, but I'm a sports guy. All right, No, that's all right. Chris ain't a sports guy. You're safe there. But you just have to get 2 out of 5, right? Chris is coming back in from the soundproof chamber. Chris, I hope you don't mind, but I pointed out to Lori that you are not a sports guy. Is that a fair representation of you?
I mean, I know a lot of... Well, okay. I don't know a lot about sports, but I know sports in a way.
So. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to see. We need 2 out of 5
okay.
for Lori to get this special treatment from Saltfoot Sanctuary located at the Hotel Roanoke. Your first word is college. C-O-L-L-E-G-E. College.
College degree.
You say college degree.
Yeah.
Very interesting you said that because, Lori, you said...
Dropout.
The complete opposite.
So, I think that's a good thing, though. You guys are in the same ballpark. Okay. You're just on opposite sides. Your next word, garage.
Garage door.
Garage door. It's the only thing I could think of. Lori, what did you think of?
Door.
Yeah.
Woo! I guess garage opener. Could have been something.
It's garage, say door. Garage door opener, but I thought that'd be too much.
Yeah.
Listen, I just tried to throw something out there. All right, your third word. Speaking of sports, baseball. Baseball.
Baseball field.
Baseball field, where you play baseball. Logical answer to me. Lori.
Glove.
Okay.
You guys are right there. You guys are so close to each other. Like, I'm feeling it. You got 2 chances to get 1 more answer. Mm-hmm. Your next word
Come on, Chris.
Your next word is weight. W-E-I-G-H-T. Weight.
Weight limit.
Weight limit is what Chris said.
Yeah.
Lori, what did you say?
Limit.
Yes! Yeah! And you can hear the little sauciness in her voice. Limit.
Yeah.
That's what I said, sir. And then the last one, it's always a celebrity, just for fun. Who do you think of, first or last name, when I say Anthony?
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins, Hannibal Lecter, Silence of the Lambs. Lori, who did you say?
Hopkins.
Is there Anthony Anderson?
Anthony Anderson, yes. I said Carmelo Anthony. That's why we got the conversation about sports.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but she got it.
Yeah. Lori, so you're getting a spa treatment. Saltfoot Sanctuary from K92.
Congratulations. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. You gotta listen out for this guy. Instead of famous name, but don't flop.
Something like Sebastian Coe. Celebrity two-word tango. And before we jump into Two Word Tango, just a follow-up from Monica's story about the Taylor Swift legal situation.
Oh, yeah.
The student's name is Jack Sweeney. He's a University of Central Florida student, and he is the guy that was tracking Elon Musk's Elon Musk's his private jet, as well as Floyd Mayweather, Jay-Z, Steven Spielberg, amongst other ones.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Yeah, he feels like they're using it too freely.
Uh-huh.
They're not caring about the environment.
Can you imagine someone tracked us? They'd be like, they're not really going anywhere.
They don't do nothing.
They're the most boring people ever.
But they do play Two Word Tango, and that's a blast. Yeah. All right, so listen. We want to get to the end of Two Word Tango. We're determined to do it. So we're going to try again today. The way Two Word Tango works is when the beat starts, we have to say a celebrity that fits under a certain category. We have to say their name on beat. We cannot repeat. We cannot get off beat. And we got to make it all the way to the
end. Right.
We have a random category that Chris has pulled. Chris, what's our category?
Ooh, this is tough. Cartoon character.
Characters. I'm great on this one. I can do this one for 3 days. All right, so we're going to go Chris, Monica, then Antoine. We have to do... A first and last name, or if it's just a very long name, just make it fit the beat. Chris, we're starting with you.
Homer Simpson.
Marge Simpson.
Bugs Bunny.
Cartman.
Minnie Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Bugs Bunny.
Said that.
Are you serious? Oh, he did say it. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That was literally the first one I said.
See how quick
literally.
It happens.
Let's do another round really quick.
Wait, that one was really quick. We'll just
All right. Okay. This next category is
a 2-for-1 segment.
Oh, God. This is tough. Taylor Swift exes.
I don't like that one, but let's go ahead and give it a try.
Oh, well, this is okay.
Everybody, let's just get. I don't want to say no.
All right. Here we go. Chris. Monica, Antoine, it's the order that we are going in.
Okay. Joe Alwyn.
Soon to be Travis Kelce. See, this is not good.
Stop.
John Mayer.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
The guy down the street at the Panera Bread. There's probably a guy down the street. Didn't she write a song, her first song? Wasn't that about the guy? You know, This is Jacob.
Hashtag good news. Hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
This is awesome, and I hope that it takes off the way that the father intends for it to do it, because this father has a daughter. She's 8 years old. Her name is Aubrey. And just like many other students her age, she is struggling to catch up with reading because of, you know, the pandemic really
set some kids back. Yeah,
it set some kids back, right? Mm-hmm. And so they're still trying to catch up or whatever. So this father, with no programming experience whatsoever, used ChatGPT as well as some apps he found on the internet to create a reading app for his daughter to help her catch up and to help her work on the words that she's struggling with. Here he is right here talking about how the app works.
You can start with your word groups, all the different sounds and the way that they progress through the mouth and the tongue until they get to the more difficult ones. It's able to take all of those words that she knows, all of these words that she's struggling with, send it to ChatGPT, and it returns a custom children's story. So it keeps her on a path of reading that's at her level. I want other kids to use it. This is now my passion. This is a dream that I see that it's working for her and that it's starting to work for other kids.
Yeah, so basically it takes really the nice words that she knows, the words that she's not great at, and it puts it in a story together because it allows for her to gather momentum with the words she's confident in.
Yes.
Hopefully translate over to the words she's struggling with. He created a free web application called Word Stumble. That's the name of it. It's right now. It's a free web application, and he's just really hoping that it turns into an app that he can disperse to schools, to students, so that other people that are going through what his daughter's going through can catch up.
Uh-huh. That's really awesome.
I think it's pretty incredible what we're discovering that ChatGPT can do.
Yeah, so he's currently looking for investors for a phone app version, but it's called Word Stumble. So check it out, Google. There might be an opportunity for you to donate. Just get a part of it. He's doing a great thing. We need to applaud him. It's K92.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Even though the majority of people are back in offices now, no longer everyone is working from home, there are still a lot of virtual work meetings or meetings taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I have in front of me is a list of things that people say is unacceptable to do during a virtual meeting. And I'm curious on if either one of you guys have done any of these things during a virtual meeting.
Well, you have a little bit of a smile. I imagine I do all of them. So let's go ahead.
I think you've done 2 to 3 of these.
Because we do have a virtual Zoom after the show today, too. So
And you can guarantee that Mark is going to do one of these things. I know that for sure. The first one is, because I already know the answer to this, but I'm asking away, vaping or smoking?
No.
Neither one of you guys vape or smoke, so I know that's a no. How about, have you ever had an alcoholic beverage while being on a virtual productive kind of meeting? Doesn't have to be for your job, K92, but it could have been for something
during COVID,
or professional.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I had a glass of wine. I think I poured a glass of champagne. I popped a bubble.
Look at y'all. Music playing in the background. People feel that's unacceptable.
I think that's happened.
Yeah, I've at least have my TV on in the background. Yeah. But I don't have the volume up really loud, but I have it on for a little bit so I can kind of hear the TV if I'm bored of what's going on in the Zoom.
I think we've all done this next thing, working on something unrelated to the meeting that you're currently in.
Yes,
absolutely. Once again, if that meeting is boring or I'm distracted by something else because the meeting's not holding my attention, for sure.
All right, here's the one that I 100% certainty for Monica. Eating a meal during the meeting.
Look, you know. We just talked about you get a little hungry. And after the show, we're ready to have something to eat, right? Some lunch. But the one time I made that Caesar salad, it was so good. And I know I was tearing it up.
So just
to
be clear, Monica, you and I have been doing virtual meetings for 4 years now. Have you ever seen me eat in a virtual meeting?
I don't recall, but I was eating so hard, I don't know.
Yeah, I've never done it. You like to throw it like everyone does it. No, Monica, everyone doesn't do it. Another one that happened to Monica, unfortunately, during COVID, that's happened to other people before, having someone else walk into the room, whether they're an adult or a child, during your virtual work meeting.
Ooh. Many times with Hendrix.
I tell you what, if I'm doing a meeting from home, which I do several of those during the week after the show, my dog is typically somewhere in the video.
Yeah.
And the last one, have you ever worn your pajamas Have you ever worn your pajamas doing a work meeting? I have definitely had basketball shorts where the camera couldn't see.
Yeah, I've had yoga pants or yoga shorts on or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've worn like a nice shirt in my underwear. So they can just like, wow, you really dressed up for this. But if you only knew.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.